We're doing it. We're back in the coffee house. It's the artist Dee and Anne-Marie. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Dee.
How are you? My God, we made it two in a row, practically.
This is monumental shit right here.
So monumental.
I'm excited.
I'm excited because it's literally September 1st.
Yes.
And that's the beginning of autumn. I don't care what the calendar says. Let it begin.
I haven't had my air conditioning on for a good 2-3 weeks. It's here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I'm happy to report that the leaves on the trees in the park across the way here, they are gold.
Oh, yes.
Speckled with gold. It's coming.
Well, it's the first day here where it was 85 in the morning, which is wonderful.
Oh, it's gross.
Much better than 110. It was the last week was like the hottest 2 weeks all summer. It did not flirt with those 120s this year out here in the desert.
That's devastating.
It was only a couple weeks, couple days here and there, but it kept itself down. So we're either in for a gorgeous winter or snow. I don't know.
Well, my coast is going to be apparently hit with storms left and right. So says the Farmer's Almanac.
I saw some article, because it's not the snowpocalypse, it's the polar slide is coming.
Polar slide? Is that like the electric slide? Just get up and do...
It's polar bears. It's some very gay polar bears. Well, I'm happy.
Who thinks of these names?
I don't know, but I saw that and I thought, oh my God, the polar slide.
I like that.
I like it too. And I like September. I'm very glad we survived August and we're done. And the Halloween stuff is up.
Yeah, I'm done with this barbecue thing. Halloween is up and running.
We're skipping Labor Day. We're just going straight to.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I made the mistake yesterday of standing around a Halloween display at a department store, and I got to hear the common folk talking crap.
I can't believe it's out already.
I can't believe it's out already. This shit again, and it's worse because it was a Guido dude. It's like, this shit again? The fuck? And then
no
the worst.
No candy for you, pal.
Exactly. The worst one was some woman with child, mother with child, and I guess the child was all like, yay, Halloween, and she said, no, I think Halloween is ugly. I don't decorate.
Like, your soul is ugly.
Your soul is ugly. How dare you discriminate against my year-round decor, for Christ's sake. This is the only time I get to shop for decorations for my entire life.
I think that's wonderful.
It is. I mean, my house has so many skulls in it, and we never put away the Halloween dish towels.
Those should stay up.
In the bathroom, in the kitchen, the towels there. It's always the Halloween ones. It's great.
I'm trying to think. I guess I kind of do the same. I mean, everything goes on longer than it should, you know? I still have Christmas stuff up. I've got these little, you know, light fixtures that are shaped like a tree, but they're cool.
As you await.
I'm a Christmas idiot. So when I want that lone tree.
The lone tree.
The department store to show up, and I'm like, yeah!
Well, I know that I've seen the Halloween stuff. Well, the grocery store is full of it, so we're almost there. Christmas is right around the corner.
It kind of is.
But as we've talked about, what else is there, though? I mean, you've got to get to it ahead of time, and you've got to make it longer, because the rest of the year is full of bullshit.
We need celebrations to help pass the time.
We do. And fun celebrations, not these firecracker macaroni salad celebrations.
Oh, this sucks. I'm just tired of it. Everything is forced in the summer. We will meet together and eat meat that's been grilled. And it's the same thing. We got Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Same crap over and over and over again.
And you can't dress up for that stuff, depending on the crowd.
You're sweating your ass off. Exactly. No.
There's no theme There's no wonderful theme. We need that. Have you had
pumpkin spice?
Have you had it yet? You're reading my mind. Oh my God.
I'm not really a big pumpkin spice person, but like I do welcome it. Like, yes, it's here. Just because it symbolizes change.
I told myself I'd wait until September, but of course it came out like early last week, the last week of August or the last 2 weeks of August.
And they ain't stupid. They know.
No, I know. They know. And they just put that carrot on a string and hang it out there. But I did control myself enough that I had one last Friday, and I had, because they have a new thing. It's not the pumpkin spice. It's the pumpkin cold brew.
Oh.
So I had
That's
that.
That's exciting.
So I didn't really have pumpkin spice. It was tasty, but as you'll learn, the cold brews and I do not get along. Because I am a twitchy, fiendish mess on any cold brew. It is definitely.
Good to know.
Do not lie to me that there is no less or more caffeine in that. Because I read some study that it said it is actually not more caffeinated than regular coffee. They lie.
Interesting. They lie. But I mean, if they have ice in there, so wouldn't it be diluted a bit?
They do, but then this jerk orders light ice because I want more coffee.
I don't know.
I always do light ice because I feel like the ice, it's jipping me of more coffee, more substance. And when you pay five something for a coffee, I know.
Now, does every coffee outfit come out with their own pumpkin spice, or is it just my beloved mermaid with the split tail?
The Bucks. No, they all do. I know that Duncan has a pumpkin that's really disgusting.
Piss water.
Yeah.
I can't.
So then it's pumpkin piss water, and that's even worse.
Pumpkin piss! Sounds like a new cereal.
Yes. Now, from the makers of Bran Flakes, pumpkin piss. Coming to a store near you. So next week, after Labor Day, I'll start the official pumpkin spice run. Because I'm an addict, but you got the you're the peppermint latte.
I'm the peppermint mocha girl, which is it actually makes me sick.
It makes me sick. That's why I can't.
But it just smells like Christmas, so I have to have it. But it's nauseating.
I guess
it depends on who's making it. But I mean, it's just a heavy syrup. I'm like, oh, but it's so heavy.
It's so heavy.
It's like diarrhea drink. Here you go.
And I think you defined it perfectly that you're drinking Christmas. And if you drank Christmas, it would make you sick too. So.
And I just keep going. I will drink Christmas.
Until Christmas is no longer available.
It's just a cheesy holiday. I love it. Happy as hell.
As do I.
That's Thanksgiving sucks. I'm not a fan.
I'm just as much as not a fan. I only want to travel and take days off around Thanksgiving, and that's the only fun of it.
I hate turkey.
You have turkey.
Although I know you can have other things, but let's be honest, the damn bird's always on the table.
Always. But you guys have everything. It's great. you throw in some Russian things there too, or Greek things. Russian.
We throw in, you got your.
the Greeks. Throw in the Greeks.
God help us all. We got the pasta course added to every goddamn thing. It's a mess. It makes it a big shit show.
It's a mess, which is why we're back on air right in time for the holidays.
Yes, we can just bitch about it weekly. I'm excited.
Yes, because it never gets old, because it's always new.
Yeah.
Always do.
Scream eggs are coming.
Oh, that's right. I did not go down. I was tempted this last weekend to go down the Halloween aisle, but I did not. So I have not updated myself if the scream eggs are available, but I'm sure they are.
I forgot where the hell I was, but the Halloween candy is on sale already.
On sale? It's even better.
I think I saw it at Home Depot, actually. They had like the whole big...
All right.
Quarter of the store is all spread up with massive, Skulls of the Apocalypse and whatnot riding horseback. Oh, I'm like, yeah. Wonderful. And I think they had candy. I'm like, oh.
That's right. You were there yesterday or the other day playing with all the toys.
What the hell was I doing? Yeah, I live there a lot now because my home is falling apart.
Mm. True, you have an appliance every month.
Every month. I walk in like I own the place. Oh, yes, hello.
Yes. And they're like, oh, there's that lady with the bad luck. Her appliances.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Exactly.
We did her stove, we did her refrigerator, we do everything.
Dishwasher. I don't know anything in that place.
I try not to go because I am deep buried within my roots is this Martha Stewart HGTV mentality. And I want to create and fix and improve, and I should not.
See, we just don't know how. Mm. We make a shit mess, and we just, I've learned that I just got to stop and spend the money.
Mm. Yes, it's true. It's true.
Because I'm loaded, you know?
Oh, okay. Of course. Of course.
I shit rolls of quarters. Yes, that's me.
Ow.
Being classy it as
just,
always.
It just hurts. It just hurts.
Yeah, but you know.
I'm picturing the shitting of quarters. It just hurts, it just, okay.
But they may not, well, no. Maybe they come out already wrapped and it's in the $10 yes, roll.
That's just
who's to say?
I shit rolls of quarters. Would you like a 10?
What's wrong with everybody?
Have we
me?
Mentioned...
What's wrong with me?
No, it's everybody else. It's not us. It's not us on the coffee house on forculture.com, where you can find us on Mixlr, where we're very popular.
Is that we're kind of cool.
Is it Mixlr?
Mixcloud.
Oh, Mixcloud.
Mixcloud. Same thing.
You'll find us somewhere. We're very popular.
Very. We're cool.
We are cool. And I went to a funeral yesterday.
Oh.
It was... I was... I haven't been to a Catholic funeral in apparently a very long time. I forgot all of it, but it made me mad this time. Usually it's just like horrible... embarrassing, this is terrible, but I was mad that these people still do this.
A lot of pageantry,
very much
in the Catholic traditions.
My takeaway was because I had forgotten that they don't really talk about the person almost at all. It's more about Jesus, and Jesus died, and this person, the dead person, is going to Jesus, and then they'll get taken to God.
You went to a hardcore one.
Oh yeah, this was probably like of my youth, the old school Catholics that I haven't seen for so long. Because I think I went to one, 3 or 4 years ago, and it was more what I had expected. You know, if you have a religion, fine. And if you want to have a funeral like that, great. And you can interweave Jesus and God and all that. But the one that I went to several years ago, it had many people speaking, like eulogy after eulogy, and it was, and the person that died was lighthearted and wonderful. So everybody had that same attitude, and everybody told a little story.
That's nice.
That's what it should be. And there was still prayers and religious things of that.
But it was
person.
More of a celebration of their life.
Exactly. This was hardcore, like. The first of all, the high school photo, and the person is in their 70s. They're dead, they're old.
Yeah.
I love that, especially, seems to be still like the theme for most religions, but especially Catholic. They'll put your yearbook photo up there. And in the middle of it, they leaned over to me. I don't know who they were. I don't know who any of these people were. But this Yenta woman, and she points to the little memorial booklet with the person's yearbook photo on it. And she says, is that the high school photo? Like, yeah, apparently.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, yes, it is. It's like, wasn't she 70? Yeah, she was. She was.
I design and typeset those booklets frequently. Wow. Like that ends up in my inbox. I'm like,
wonderful. Oh. You see a lot of high school photos.
No, I don't.
Really? Wow.
Really? This is unusual. Maybe this person looked really like hell. They couldn't document it. Get it, whatever.
I don't know. I see it a lot.
How bad could you have looked if I got to go back 50 years?
Well, that's the other thing. They had like a full photo collage elsewhere. And
okay.
You know, I thought, well, maybe they just didn't take many pictures. No, they did. And there was a lot of pictures of them of their current age. So I just don't get it. I see it in the paper
that's
all the
weird.
Time. The obituaries. That's you got to watch. Because you think, oh, somebody young died. I'm like, no, they're actually 83 years old, but they're posting their childhood.
They're not doing baptismal shots, so let's just be thankful for that.
At least. I suppose they think it's like the best years of your life. Like, you know, when you were youngest, they wanted to show you at your peak. But
is that our peak? Is it really?
That's the question. I think our peak is whenever our peak is, you know, before we die.
Damn, I mean.
That is our peak.
It's like so close to the beginning, you know? It's like it's downhill from there for a long time.
Well, it kind of leads my brain into like spooky areas where do humans secretly feel like, you know, when your meat sack has improved to its perfect youngness. With all
meat
of its... when all of the hormones are pumping and the skin is flawless, you know, is that really like the pinnacle?
You think it's flawless? Come on, you think.
And that's the thing. That photo, same with today's. Today's they'll be airbrushed, but that photo from 60 some years ago, it was that same. You know, the Vaseline lens looking aura around this person.
They were the gorgeous. Time when they were free of, well, see, no, wait, I'm wrong. I'm like a kid today. I mean, kind of free from responsibility and whatnot, but maybe not back then.
Right. No, that was, they were just, they apparently went.
They're probably just getting married off.
They were getting married off. They were.
Mm-hmm. Why'd they choose that picture?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't understand it. I don't understand these people. And then they didn't talk about this person, who this person was also a fun-loving, crazy party animal person. So I don't get it did not align whatsoever. And
maybe that the folks who organized this event didn't really know her.
That's what I'm thinking. And that's the unfortunate thing, is your family, who rarely knows you, ends up organizing your funeral.
See, that stinks. That's sad.
Yes, they should come to the people that loved them, worked with them, was, you know, their friend for all these years. Then get their opinion.
Oh,
I was told that
life advice given today on Coffee House.
That's right. Get with it, people.
Man, yeah.
Get with it, people. It was just very sad. So, and it was very short. It was like an hour, and all the whole time it was just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Where
did you do like the burial as well and the after event? It goes on and on, you know.
I know. I did not. I only went to the funeral. I quote unquote paid my respects.
Beautiful
and
fabulous.
I was out of there, so no, I did not want to see, especially. Here, especially in the scalding hot sun and the summer, you don't want to bury someone in the summer. It's not the right mood for a funeral and a burial. And then on the West Coast, they don't really do headstones.
Like, they don't. What do they do?
They do it's the stone and it's in the ground. It's a plaque.
Ah.
You see less. I don't know how it is in like major New York cities, but you know how it is. The rest of the East Coast is the real headstone. With the real cemetery. It's very hard to find a real cemetery on the West Coast that has like big headstones. Yeah. So, in fact, like living here, I didn't even know we had cemeteries for like years because I couldn't find any that looked like a cemetery.
Man, your Halloween decorations surely conflict with what's going on.
Really do. Yeah.
That ain't right.
Yes, if we were going with the culture, all of our Halloween tombstones would be just plaques in the ground.
You can't even put little tombstones inside your home to be cute. Because no one will know what they are.
No one knows what they are. Yeah, sorry. It's very similar to like a veterans cemetery. That's what I thought they all were at first, but no, they're just regular cemeteries, but the same flat plaque on the ground.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I guess it's, you know, West Coast saving money, saving space. Consistent, boring.
Yeah, boring. I don't know.
I want an entire monument to me.
You need your own mausoleum.
I actually, yes. We could put all of the Four Culture staff there.
We have to have our own sculptures.
Yes, we need our own sculptures. We need a large mausoleum with the big Four Culture logo on top. Here lies some struggling, some starving artists who tried their damnedest.
Yeah, we tried. And died anyway.
Yeah. That's what the priest said yesterday. You live to die. And I wanted to get up and punch him.
Jeez!
He said... It really was a Catholic funeral. That's what the main sermon was. You live to die. You live your best, but you do so with the goal of dying.
Because that allows you to go hang out with Jesus.
Yes,
after.
Exactly. See? Exactly. There's so much
more. This is your purgatory. Life is your purgatory.
So much more to the story when you get to go and sit on a cloud.
Yeah. What's the weather like up there? As you sit on your cloud.
Got to be warm with a light mist.
Reminds me of those Philly cream cheese commercials back in the day.
Oh, yes, where they were on the clouds.
On the cloud, like, you know, angelic creatures are eating the cream cheese. That's where my brain goes. Thank you.
Because that would be our heaven, would be a buffet. With
macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad.
And whatever else.
And fountains of peppermint lattes.
Oh.
Mochas.
Sickening, but it will smell fabulous.
I'm like getting like this angelic buffet looking thing in my head. And there are two fountains at the end of it. One fountain is pouring out peppermint mocha. And the other is pouring out pumpkin spice. And you just go up with
but
your
why
cup.
Why can't we have these things now?
Exactly.
Why celebrate not? Life now. Let's do it.
Why do we not have the pumpkin spice fountain? You should go into Starbucks, just hold your cup under it, and walk out.
Yeah.
I like it.
Epic.
Epic.
That's great.
Then you're sending me this claw stuff.
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
What's with the claw?
It kind of reminds me of wine coolers back in the day. They came out, they're like, oh, this is cool.
So it's alcoholic seltzer?
Yeah, I love seltzer, but what the hell is this?
No. Have you had any?
I have not had any.
It was the thing of the summer, apparently.
It's made by the folks who do Mike's Hard Lemonade, which I have dabbled in, and it's just it's the milder alcoholic beverage, I think. Maybe people think they're saving calories, but if you're really drinking for 12 hours, are you really?
Well, at least you're not getting the soda calories, but you're getting the alcohol calories.
You're getting something.
You're getting something.
Sugar.
I'd be just afraid that it tastes like it sounds like seltzer water. Flavored water with alcohol is not what I want to be drinking.
Yeah, but you have it at your barbecue and you look trendy.
With your skinny can.
With your skinny can. Hey, look at me. It's got a nice logo.
What's the phrase? No laws, no claws, no... What? Is that it?
Assholes. I don't know. It sounds good to me.
Because that's what happened with the other... Not the Mike's Hard Lemonade, but there's another one that... half and half, it's an Arnold Palmer, but they can't call it that. And I got it, and it literally does taste exactly like it's advertised. It's not sweet. It's tea and lemonade and alcohol.
Oh.
And it's just as if I were to mix the three, tea, lemonade, and vodka together. I did not enjoy it because it wasn't sweet. I was thinking I was getting, you know, a treat. But instead, I got exactly what I paid for.
I don't. This is foreign to me. I don't know. I'm getting old, I guess.
I'm seeing.
Look, White Claw, the account has 97,000 followers on Instagram. So obviously, since you and I are not following them, we are not cool.
Clearly.
It's 100 calorie, 2 carbs. Maybe that's the reason right there. Everyone's doing it, 2 carbs.
There you go. Have only have 12 of them a day.
Your fizzy treat now accounts for about half of the spiked seltzer sales in the U.S. That's great. Gluten-free.
Of course it's gluten-free.
And to fruit flavor. Yeah, it's basically flavored seltzer is what we're getting here, folks. Mm. Big deal.
Big deal. Can't you do that yourself? And I bet it costs, you could get the Kroger flavored seltzer water and put some vodka in it.
But it's not cool.
It's not cool because it ain't in the claw can, kids.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking. That's the phrase.
And the article you sent me was people are taking it quite literally. And the police are having to remind communities that there indeed are laws when drinking claws.
When you're getting white girl wasted. I don't know. This is for me.
This is the culture we live in. White girl wasted. Is that what's going on now?
I think it's been. We're just kind of, oh God. I mean, my drinking days consisted of consuming anything vodka based and pitchers of margaritas. I was a sloppy drinker.
That does sound sloppy.
If you're gonna do it, you know. But this is all, you know, low carb petite happy drinks with a nice logo and.
Yeah, and here we are. I'm with the bottle of Carlo, jug of Carlo Rossi.
It's what looks pretty on social media. See, I'm going to go visit their accounts on Instagram. What do people do on the White Claw Instagram here?
I'll go too.
We'll
compare.
They've got quite an image going on. Everything's black. It's trendy. It's a trendy drink to do.
Yes. Black and white claws. And just, I love that their Instagram is literally like just the cans. It's all about the cans.
But look, you could do it while, you could drink while doing yoga, while sitting on the beach with your little weird looking straw hat. You got to keep scrolling down for this magic. You can box with it. You can run with it.
You can box with it, yes. What's this guy doing? He's practically showering with it.
I mean, this is amazing stuff. And since I don't do any of these things, I shouldn't be having White Claw. Look, yoga again.
There's a White Claw with rice.
Even pets do it. A lot of beach shots. See, I'm just not.
Even pets drink this. Yes. You can camp with it. Yes.
So yeah, it's not for you and me.
Oh, you can climb mountains in the winter with it.
Because
that's what you want to do, is be on top of frozen Everest with a nice cold White Claw.
White Claw hard seltzer. Well, it's not for us. But why? Because it was the summer of White Claw. Why? Because they had a really good PR firm.
They did.
Card Lemonade was a big deal back in the day. Yeah,
that's
right.
All
that poor local crap was big. Mm-hmm. It's just whatever. People got
to
get a life.
All it takes is one company to have enough money to push something, and there it's the thing of the summer. And I've noticed on my Instagram the ads that are coming through. There is now an Arnold Palmer branded canned drink. And I'm only assuming I'm getting that on my phone because it's listening to me talk about these things.
And there's a canned water.
There is a canned water. Yeah. There's a carton of water, isn't there? You can have a carton of water.
Well, I'm not
now.
Familiar with the carton.
Yeah, it's a carton. Will Smith's son drinks the carton of water. He might actually make it. Carton of water. It's called boxed water. And its branding is boxed water is better. Boxedwaterisbetter.com. This show is not brought to you by boxedwater.com.
Or White Claw.
Or White Claw.
Well, why is it better?
Single-use plastic bottles are filling our landfills, blah, blah, blah. Choose paper-based alternatives. Bottle. Paper-based tastes better. Oh, tastes like paper, right? Why?
I mean, I gotta buy this now to see, but like, what the
why boxed water is better? It's pure and it's simple. Well, yeah, it's water.
I don't know.
It tells you why it's better as far as it's better for the environment. It doesn't tell you that it tastes any better.
I mean, my tap water is pretty good over here in New York.
I'll stick with that. I miss the East Coast tap water. Here you drink out of the tap, you get, you know, bugs.
Aftertaste.
Yeah.
Bugs. gross.
But aren't you? Yeah, I mean, I guess you'd rather waste. Isn't it funny? We go from the time where, you know, paper to plastic, and they were saying choosing paper was bad, and now we're back to paper is better, so do paper everything.
And metal straws can kill you. Did you see that something happened? Metal straws are better for the environment because you could reuse it over and over again.
Right.
And we had some woman fall on the straw, punctured her eye, and went through her brain.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So,
literally, you could be stabbed with your straw. Because I was worried for a minute. Because I've been drinking. I have a metal straw. I love my metal straw.
I'm going to find that article for you. But yeah, that happened. Yes, fatal. It happened in July. A poor British woman was impaled by a metal straw.
Well, you've just got to be careful. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
it's just like carrying scissors across the room. You just have to be careful.
She was 60 years old. She had a disability. Oh, I feel bad.
Oh, man.
God.
I just like flash back to the time she purchased that straw and thought, this was a good idea. I'm helping. Little did you know, you purchased the implement of your death. and it's a metal straw.
I'm an environmentally minded person. What's the big deal?
Exactly.
No, honey.
I'm sorry. That's terrible.
See, Starbucks is going to be planning their straws soon, right? So what are we going to have? We're going to have metal straws. What are we going to do? What's happening? Oh, my God. We're all going to die.
It's true. And I had a paper straw in California. Of course I did. And I found it very distasteful. I did not enjoy that. Because I'm one of those people that like uses it for a while, and the paper straw gets gnarly.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you can't chew on it like plastic.
But you know what we're gonna have like bacterial issues because no one's gonna rinse out these straws properly.
Exactly. See, I am such a freak that I've got the straw cleaner. It's like a little, you know, the thing with the brushes, the brush thing.
Oh, you're good.
The pipe cleaner, that's what it's called.
The thingy thing.
Yeah, the pipe cleaner for it.
You use the pipe cleaner for like its original purpose? You don't just make like crafts?
Right, yes. I use a pipe cleaner to clean the pipes. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
I know. It's actual purpose. So I like, you know, clean my straw regularly. And I do think water through it. I have my metal straw in my glass for culture glass. And it tastes all awesome. I do think it tastes different. Yeah. My purified, filtered to death water.
With no bug. Yeah, bugs.
No bugs and probably nothing else. Nothing good for you. But yeah,
well, I have a drawer full of plastic straws and I'm going to be using them until they're gone. So there you go.
I usually end up with like the straws that get they're perfectly in the container, the plastic wrapped thing in the cabinet. And then usually, you know, they start getting thrown around, you know, someone treats them badly and they end up all strewn around in the cabinet. And then you have to throw them away because they've touched everything. And I can't deal with that.
They get all shkivats and things.
Exactly. You can't have shkivats straws.
Well, Like, I'm thinking my son chews on these plastic straws. I'm going to get him a metal straw. I'm going to be having dental bills up
then. You'll have dental bills.
Forget it. I don't know how I feel about all this change in the future. I don't know.
My only problem with the metal straw is that it is not pre-bent. It's just straight. And I think they should make them that they're bent like straws bend. Because
I wonder if they could do like a rubber mechanism that allows you to bend it.
Then we've got rubber.
Crazy straw. Remember crazy straw?
Yeah.
I will do a metal version of that.
Yeah, there you go. Good idea.
I want a crazy straw. Oh, that's awesome. Those never got clean. That was
no,
grody.
No.
Those got yellow and gnarly. Yeah,
those were tossed. I just have to look at it. I just wanted to look it up to look at it. Yeah, look at that.
They got different versions. I want the original crazy straw.
Of course, when Googling crazy straws, you have many varieties, including the penis straw, where it's bent.
Yeah.
It's bent. It is bent into a penis. Because that's what everybody needs.
Or, they actually have the one that is a little penis at the tip
At the tip, yes.
I've seen those for the bachelorette things I've planned.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, there's the official Crazy Straw website. Also not brought to you by Coffee House.
I want to get this.
You should.
$2.
$2. There you go. You can introduce your child to something else from the prehistoric days.
He won't care.
No. Because these things, they go so fast. Elon Musk. I found something. He's in the paper so much that, or in the news, in the paper, what am I... Mr. Magoo?
What's the paper?
I was reading the paper this morning. And that
it's like having to roll down your window. Hang up the phone. Like, all these things that we say. Right?
Exactly. Yes. Roll up the window.
What did you find in your newspaper?
And that whippersnapper, Elon Musk. He was in there. He was in there again. And I couldn't find it because he's in there so much. He's in the news so much that I couldn't even find the article I found weeks ago. Because currently he's talking about, now he's looking for aliens again. And then he's talking about... AI is going to take our jobs away, which will be awesome.
Okay.
We can make it awesome. I'm telling you, people. We can make it awesome. If only everyone would just stop thinking they needed to work and figure out how to, you know, live their lives. We could have robots do it. But the
article, I'm game with that.
As am I. Then we could just sit here and do podcasts like we're supposed to be doing.
All day.
Marathon on foreculture.com.
We should do that one day, you know. But go ahead, tell me about your newspaper find.
The one article several weeks ago, though, was Elon Musk talking about AI, and it was his idea of downloading the brain to a robot or to a hard drive.
Okay.
Because I read about that, where he was talking about he was making a chip that you could implant in your brain that would literally, it was that Robin Williams film where it's recording everything in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
And all your memories and your characteristics. And then that could then be put into a robot and it would literally mimic everything that it's learned.
All of your mental illness, everything just gets poured into this mechanical beast.
Yes. And then when you die, there's a depressed mechanical beast living as you for the rest of its life. I left my robot behind so it can depressively Twitter and Instagram for me for the rest of eternity. But the article, which it was obvious to me, although so many things are that are not to others, but it was saying how they didn't consider that this was people purposely and willingly committing suicide. That, and they were talking about how if it actually worked, that you got this chip in your brain, it learned you, and then you, because I guess they wanted you to then transplant yourself into a robot. And people didn't understand that that's basically, once you're transplanted into a robot, you just killed yourself.
Yeah, you're not you you're anymore. Not you are a robot.
But I thought that was, like, epically, like, that's the conversation we need to have about humanity and life and souls and God. Because if you did this, if you put that chip in your brain and you just lived your life, and then one day you picked a date where you were going to transfer yourself into your robot to live for another 800 years.
Right.
And you went under, and have you had surgery where you're, like, anesthetized and under?
I have.
You have, okay. And you know, it's like, you go to sleep and then you wake up, right?
It's like, hey, and it's best like, sleep better.
Hey, nothing happened. Oh, it's been 2 hours? I had no idea. You're turned off. So think of you're being turned off. You're going under anesthesia, and then you wake up in a robot. They've already discarded of your human corpse, but now...
But would you have an awareness in a robotic form?
Right. But you,
like, how much of the brain are we taking? But I mean, we're downloading everything.
Right. If it's everything, then you're waking up as if you were just waking up from being put under, and you won't have any knowledge of death. So you won't know. It's very movie-ish. There.
That's interesting.
It's all sorts of Twilight Zone and all the other things I've been watching for the rest of my life.
I mean, but, so that this robot will have feelings.
Right.
And
feelings and emotions.
Or is it just collecting information?
No, it's supposed to be a new you. It's all, it would be.
Interesting.
And that's the problem, is they have not perfected these bodies yet, so of course this can't be done.
So we're going to do it with pets. We're going to recycle our pets.
Oh, yes.
Let's do that.
That's
first.
A good idea.
It's like cloning, yes, right? How different is it from cloning?
Exactly.
But now you're using a robotic form.
And first, I was surprised that people did not realize that, yes, well, you have technically just killed yourself, your actual self. But secondly, is that such a bad thing? You know, you just don't know. You don't know where we're
going. Well, you've just
going.
Reinvented yourself.
You've reinvented yourself. And now you're, and sure, you're no longer learning as your body and your brain, but you're learning as this robotic organism, basically. It's just, it kind of, it's that thing that turns your mind inside out, and I really like it.
I think this is totally cool to think about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's, we should explore this stuff because the technology's probably here already.
It is. But, and can you imagine the religious people, especially those people I met yesterday? just the pure, like, idiocy of saying, well, no, I don't need to do that because I'll be in heaven and it'll be great. Me, I'm more like, no, put me in the robot. I know. And I guess that's the mind twistiness of it, is like, I realize that I, as I am now in my brain, whatever is here, would not be there, but I would think it was there. That brain would think it was me. And it was doing
right.
All the things that was me. So while I would actually be dead and probably brainless and mindless and just floating in space, as I believe happens, but that other thing that I left behind would at least be the version of me that I was. And it would, in my ego, which would no longer exist, would still be stroked knowing that I've left me to all of you. And it could just live in this chamber, in this studio, and make podcasts.
I mean, I'm thinking we could have these things. I mean, what are these robots like? I mean, could they, right. Are they going to have a human appearance? Mm-hmm. Could they just continue
they
living?
Yes.
And being in society? Or are we going to be locked away in a room?
Right. And then we're in a Westworld thing. And have you had any chance to see Westworld, HBO's Westworld?
Of course not. However, I do have HBO now, so I'm going to catch up.
You should, because the next season is going to be a Nazi Westworld, which is exciting.
Oh,
but this one, you've got to finish the first, I guess there's three seasons, I think.
Okay, you've given me homework.
I've really enjoyed it. And that's kind of the same basis they've had. I mean, the humans made robots who act like people, and you can't tell the difference. And then now the robots are like, they don't know they're robots, and they think they're people, and then they want to escape. And I guess the test bot or the test dude, he thought it was near the end. I guess this is a spoiler alert. Turn off now.
That's okay.
That's exactly what happened. Was he was ill, and they financed him to be put into a robot, but they didn't tell him that it actually happened yet. He was waiting for it to happen, and it just turns out that, like, for 100 years, they've been trying to get that robot right because they couldn't get it right, and he just lived in this room just waiting to be free eventually and go have the operation. But really, he had already had the operation. He was already a robot. He just was a malfunctioning robot, and he could only live that period of life in that room.
Oh, that sucks.
And then they had to destroy him and start again. And it just, they did this for hundreds and hundreds of years. I think that was awesome. But that's, I don't care about the body. I'd be okay with just being Max Headroom. Put me in the computer. Let me loose on the internet.
No, I kind of want to be the body so I could maybe do things I physically couldn't do before.
Oh, that would be fun. Yes.
I mean, could I walk the walls? Could I? Ooh. I don't know. What could I do? My God, I'll be skinny. You can't eat, right? Yeah, right.
Exactly. You could be the size you want to be. I would I don't know. What would I do different? Well, I guess I would take a lot more risky things like skydiving and parasailing. I would do those.
Well, you'd have to make sure there were mechanics on staff who could fix you if something
right.
went wrong.
Exactly. And I know this isn't your focus, but I could have as much sex as I'd like with all these people, and you wouldn't get diseases because you're a robot.
But would you feel it?
Ooh, would you feel it? But the brain would feel it. The brain that you think is inside.
So you're getting a whole nervous system, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you
get? You got to get everything. You got to have everything.
Okay.
If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. Got to have everything. This is, you know, in the 80s, we used to talk about freezing our heads and getting body transplants.
Yeah.
Now we just want to be put into robots.
Are there folks who did that besides the rumored Walt Disney incident?
There's a cryogenics facility somewhere in this area, and they actually do. I mean, they haven't. I don't think they freeze live people, but dead people have had themselves frozen and stored
in case there's a cure for whatever.
Right, thinking that they can be brought back, but no, they're just frozen. Sorry.
Basically, it's about, you know, if they remember to bring you back, because they ain't gonna remember you there.
No. And when the apocalypse happens, we're not going to be worried about waking them back up.
To hell with you guys.
Exactly. Isn't that sad? All that money spent on storage, and then they just, the grid goes down and they thaw. And they don't.
Aww.
They don't wake back up.
Poor guys.
Thaw and rot. Like a pallet of chicken in the freezer.
A pallet of chicken.
It's what I call them. There are things, anything that what they put the meat on. I call it a pallet.
See, I'm thinking of a big, huge.
I know, you're like the real pallet. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh. I am visually oriented, you know.
I know.
Why everything's funny to me.
It's better. I mean, that is kind of more human-like. They've got pallets of people in freezers, I'm sure.
Pallets of people. Hmm. That's really awesome. Technology is great.
Technology is great. And eventually we'll... I'm sure we'll be Max Headroom before we're robots.
They'll make us do commercials.
But the problem is that there's not a good internet left to be Max Headroom on.
Well,
if you trapped me in the internet of the 90s, I'd be like totally spot on. It would be great. But
yeah, they're going to drop you in some
real bullshit. I'd be really bored. Really bored.
But maybe you're going to be the one who will change things.
Could be. I could be that.
You're the chosen guy.
I'm the entity in the internet that changes things. The internet entity.
The floating head who could make a difference.
The head that changed it all.
That's pretty awesome. I like it.
I do. Because these days I can't spend any time online. I just, other than with you. Here in our digital coffee house.
I'm just thinking you should make yourself like a skull. If you're going to come back as a mechanical form, be the skull.
Be the skull. Just skull. Just like Skeletor. Just skull. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be Skeletor.
Please do, because I just think, be different.
Would you? Because so many people with these arguments, they don't want to come back, or they don't want to live forever. Would you, first of all, would you live forever if you had the opportunity? As yourself, like, take a pill.
As me.
You as a human form, not downloaded or robotic, you are promised living forever. Would you do it?
I'd like to give it a shot. I think I would. Because you could always relocate if you don't like something, yes, right?
Right.
It's like every opportunity for change is going to be available to you.
Yes.
Because you have the gift of time. You could do things.
I would.
Why not?
It would. So many movies, they portray that as like, you know, they get bored with immortality. I'm like, no, I would never get bored.
I mean,
bored.
You'll have to do, if your family and friends and loved ones are not immortal like you, you're going to lose them over and over and over.
Well,
so that's hard, of course.
I think you just have to be the right kind of person.
If you're an antisocial pain in the ass, you're not going to care. It's good.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And then you get to have, you know, many. I think that's actually even better when you have many relationships that lasted for 100 years at a span. You know, you got to be married for 70 years to someone who you loved. And then you can take a break for a couple decades and do it again.
And try something new.
Yes. I just don't
think
see it getting boring.
The new music. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
The music, the art, especially if, you know, that's why the movies get it wrong, especially if it's a vampire type creature who's been around since the beginning of like time or something, because they get to get all this technology and stuff. So it never got boring. It's only changed.
That's right.
So they got to see all these different worlds. I would totally do it. Would you download yourself into a robot?
I think that's interesting. I want to just choose what type of
robot
I can
bot be body.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to have. I got to see. What if I want to just be like a wheel with a box or something, and just I can go around? I don't know. Gotta think about this.
My God.
I think it's cool.
The furries and the other kin just like perked up. They're like, wait a minute, I could download myself into a toaster oven? I'll do it. I could be a robotic fox? Oh, yes.
Yes. Christ. What did you just do? They're all like, yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yep. Suddenly we've got all these walking toaster ovens and flying dragons everywhere.
And they could all talk to you.
They could. They can talk to us. They can love each other. They can be in their own little robotic animal communities.
A toaster oven could love a dragon.
Absolutely.
Right? You're going to still have that brain connection. Oh, God.
What is that? That's not interspecies. That's inter...
But would you be attracted to another... like, what's... See, as humans, you're attracted to other humans. Come on, I would think, right?
No, I could totally see it. I can see the. Let me. I got to pick a different mythical creature. Give me a mythical creature. Well, either way, just picture a fox. It's a robotic fox, and it's like, and the robotic fox is sitting there drinking coffee, and he's like, you know, next to his toaster oven, you know, I fell in love with him for his mind. He's a smart toaster
and
oven.
I mean, the fox is 5'8" and he wears trousers.
It, absolutely.
Yeah.
And eyeglasses.
Probably smells like hell. Yeah.
But they would be saying the same thing that people say today. I didn't fall in love with him for his body. It doesn't matter that he's a toaster oven. I love him anyway. No, we don't mate, but that's not important.
But they wouldn't meet at a coffee shop because toaster ovens don't consume coffee.
True.
They have to go to bakeries.
Yes, the fox at the bakery is like, you know, I was coming here every day for my Danish, and I really fell in love with the toaster oven.
The world will be a complete shit show. Kind of like what it is
it's
now.
It's kind of now. But at least then it'll be, you know, so bizarre. It'll be interesting.
That's awesome. That would happen, yes. That would happen.
As he brings the toaster oven close to him. You don't have to understand. We love each other for who we are. And who we were reincarnated into. Well, that was,
and, you know, I don't know.
That was the philosophy that we have here is it's nothing anyone else can share.
Would you have the choice to switch bodies at any point? Mm. Could you like re-download your body, your brain into something else?
Yes. You know, this dragon's not cutting it. I need to scale it down a bit.
I like this idea. Mm-hmm.
Well, then, and that would make the profit because then you're out shopping. Instead of a new iPhone, you're looking for a new body.
New model. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yep. It's a lot like the other show that you don't watch, American Gods, where they had Gillian Anderson.
Seasons of that.
There are two so far. I think, or three, yeah.
I made it through one and a half.
You did? Oh, you did? Okay.
I did. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Then you did see. So you saw Gillian Anderson as media.
Yes.
And then in the last one, she quit the show. So they replaced her with this Japanese girl and called her new media.
No one's going to know.
Exactly. And it's like new media. And there are just these subtle jokes throughout the entire season of, you know, she's new media, but not really as exciting as the old media, for sure. Unless you're into that sort of thing. Yeah. Unless you're into that sort of thing.
I need a list of TV shows I should watch. What should we watch?
I highly recommend Westworld and American Gods. And what else? Oh, I watched Strange Angel, which is on CBS online.
You watch mainstream TV? What's that about?
Well, only because it's online. Because I had to get the CBS subscription to watch that horrible new season of Twilight Zone. Horrible.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's terrible. And then I just had, and then I had to watch it because of Star Trek Discovery, which was okay. I'm forced to get that subscription because of those shows, because I'm a Star Trek person.
I respect that.
Yeah, I know. As a Star Wars person, you should respect that.
I get it.
Yeah. And so I just had it, and then Strange Angel is about the life of Jack Parsons, of whom I love, and he's all scientist and occultist, and it's wonderful.
Wow.
You'd enjoy that.
Right on.
Yeah. But I know, all these subscriptions, you got to have all these freaking subscriptions.
I've got them all. I've got Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. We're in the same boat
and
here.
And with all of it, it's still cheaper than my cable bill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have all three of those, and then you can have the add-ons like the CBS thing and HBO thing, and it's still cheaper.
Yeah, I got my HBO added on. I'm like, this is exciting. And it's great.
I only usually do one a month. Like, I'll do HBO for a month, and then I'll cancel it. Then I'll do Showtime for a month, cancel that, catch up on things. Yeah, I'm not going to be one of these people. Doesn't matter how much money I have or don't have. I'm not going to be one of these people with 6 bazillion subscriptions. Because I don't have any time to watch them.
I know. But I just like knowing it's there.
It's comforting.
I'm a freaking weirdo. And then by the time I catch, like Game of Thrones, am I going to get into that? I have access to it now.
I couldn't. It's just too much. It's too long.
6 seasons might be. If it was 1 or 2 seasons, I could probably do it. But I can't commit to.
I think I got.
I gave up on Orange is the New Black. I got into 3 seasons of that. And I'm like, that's too long
for me. It's too much. Exactly. I think Game of Thrones, I got to like season 2 or 3. And then I skipped ahead to one of the seasons where the young brat prince gets killed because I just wanted to see it. And then, and then I stopped and I saw some highlights of the end just so I know how it ended, but I can't. I don't have the time to go through all of that. I'm a busy person. We hardly have hardly have time to sit down and have coffee with our friends.
Oh, get out of here. It's just not stimulating enough to sit through. Come on,
true.
Coffee. Get the true. Hell out of here.
If it was as stimulating as this, surely we'd sit through the entire thing.
You want me to spend time with people over the TV? What?
TV, with your peppermint mocha.
My peppermint mocha.
And your pumpkin.
That comes spice. Out in November.
It's on November. So until then, get some.
I will indulge in the pumpkin.
Get your pumpkin this month. It's time, people.
Get your pumpkin. Get your pumpkin.
And do that pumpkin dance, you know, the gif of that pumpkin guy dancing around.
Yeah.
And we're at the top of another show, so it's been a wonderful another hour. Hi. Any parting words, Anne-Marie? It's been lovely.
It has been lovely. So get your coffee.
Get your coffee.
Report back here next week.
Listen to us on fourculture.com, juicedtalk.com, and where else?
Mixcloud.
Mixcloud, where we're very popular with the locals. I'll talk to you next week. All the cool kids are there. All the cool kids.
Merry Christmas, Dee.
Merry Christmas, happy Halloween, and happy New Year.
So exciting.
Good day.
Adios.
For more shows by the artist Dee and Anne Marie, go to juicedtalk.com. That's JUICED talk.com. And for more art, be sure to visit fourculture.com.